UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Your wife, your significant other, whatever, yes. Okay?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Save that cough for the mixtape.
And James Strebel.
She ended up not eating it in bed.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But by the same token, go back to The Last Dance. George rookie year, that hotel room with the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
All right, Mitch. So we have to start here today. First of all, Scotty D starting to be on the radio. Scotty D, Coach D, we love him.
Yes.
Also starting to make the mixtape weekly, which delights me to no end. It is The Take. Andy Sweeney, that's me. We got you for the next 3 hours. James Strebel hanging out. He got his big blue shirt on today, letting everyone know that, in case you didn't know by looking at him, that by God, yes, he is a member of BBN. He is a Kentucky fan.
Yeah.
So we'll get to Strebel here in a second. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, so let's start with a number of things today. Today, and these days are starting to be like this, that you don't really know where content is going to present itself. And last night, with Jordan Watkins popping off, who, of course, was committed to Kentucky, flipped to U of L, and was chirping last night about why would you ever want to go, even though he did, go play wide receiver at Kentucky. All they do is block. Okay, and so that has presented content on today's show. We will get to that. Corey Evans of Rivals.com had an article today or a blurb about McCore Maker. Did you read this one, the percentage chance that he has on this kid ever playing college basketball? Did you see this at all?
I did not, no.
Okay, well, don't look it up then.
I will not.
Spring this on you. We will get to that. I have a what if as it pertains to Coach K. You understand that?
Yes, I like that.
But first, you are battling these knuckleheads on social media.
Mitch, chill out.
Or does he? Because let's tell the people what's now. Strebel has went from having things to do to having nothing to do. It has been quarantine. That's what quarantine has done.
Yes.
You are one of the lucky ones that is doing less, still getting your paycheck.
Yes.
Okay, doing more radio, getting more of a paycheck. Like, quarantine in an odd way has been Strebel Palooza.
It really has.
You're bringing back the goatee.
Yeah.
You're a different man in the last 7 or 8 weeks, okay?
Yes.
So that's like behind the scenes. And I know 80% of our audience, 70% of our audience is not on Twitter. But I brought up the Jordan Watkins thing because it has created content and a firestorm on Twitter, which has been funny. What's the kid? I'm blanking. The kid who just committed to Kentucky over the weekend.
Oh, Mikel Crowdis.
Yes. He's a four-star. He's a wide receiver.
Yes.
Kentucky, even before this past year, they've been able to recruit guys that were highly ranked, but then they turn into Dorian Baker. Okay?
Yeah,
and they don't have hands. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it's
Blake Bone.
Okay, and Bone. Get the Lachlan McClain, Blake Bone sound. Yeah, find that
please.
In the Dropbox. Mitch. But anyway. But you have been battling people.
yes,
on the internet about this Jordan Watkins. You're battling. Me and Ennis are tagged in some garbage conversation that you were having on your way over here.
Yeah.
You pulled into my yard tweeting.
Yeah.
You came into the to my home. You sat down. You said hello to the dogs.
Yeah.
You sat down. You didn't have your headset on at 3 o'clock. You know why? Your face was in your phone, and you're obsessed. You have this bug now.
I do.
And you're I see it. It's fundamentally you're calling people big guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're battling people. You're going to start battling Jeff Goodman today.
Yeah.
You nearly started to the honor of Kentucky and Calipari. I'm going to fight Jeff Goodman for all of BBN on Twitter. You have lost it right now.
Yeah, that's all fair.
But here's the question. I don't know if we need him to settle down or not, Mitch. This is when he's his best. Otherwise, I mean, today I said, anything you guys want to talk about? And Strebel, being lame, lobbed in, the MLB might be coming back. I mean, what the hell do you think this show is? You think we're talking about Major League Baseball coming back in July?
I'm reaching out to Jeff Passan.
Yeah, I mean, you know this show. We're not going to do that. I don't need MLB might be coming back. Okay, and you're going to provide content. 437-9680. I just wanted to start there. Before we get into Jordan Watkins, and it's not only got players and past players and Lynn Bowden and someone threw an L's down on Twitter. It's got all of you gas bags involved.
Yes.
And you are right in the middle of it, and you love this.
I kind of do.
You can't let this side go.
Yeah.
Dieter could. Dieter got away from it.
He did.
I haven't had a good battle in like forever. Like forever. It's been
months.
It's been a couple years, I would say. I mean, I haven't had any knockdown dragouts in quite a while, okay, unless I'm forgetting something. But you are just in the middle of all of this, but we need you to be there, right?
Okay, yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay, well, I think we need you to be there, but I am worried about you because you are obsessed. Mitch has noticed it, and you're absolutely obsessed.
Well, it really didn't crank up until, obviously, the Jordan Watkins stuff, but before that, what really set it off?
By the way, what Jordan Watkins said is factually correct.
Right, it's factually correct.
Okay.
I get that. But
he was being kind of a D-bag, but it is factually correct.
Yes, and that's where my being upset comes in. That's fine.
So you had to ride to Eddie Grand's defense on Twitter.
Right,
then.
I didn't battle Jordan Watkins personally. I never tweeted him. I never tweeted at him. I wouldn't do that. I try not to tweet players at all. What I got upset.
When's the last time you tweeted a player? Years ago?
Oh, man, it's been a long time.
Okay, who was it?
I don't. Probably, like, man, I don't.
Come on. You know, you tweeted something
don't.
That you deleted later
you
on.
Tweet at Lynn Bowden after he came on with us?
Yeah, but as a guest, it was kind of like, hey, thanks for coming
on the
show.
No, I don't mean sucking up.
Oh,
I
like
mean,
being mean?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean
oh,
some,
man.
I mean crushing someone, yeah.
It's been a long time. I
okay.
really don't remember.
Okay.
I really don't all remember. Right. But what upset me were all the Louisville fans, they were jumping
here
on Lynn Bowden and Octavius Oxendine. The Kentucky players are responding, you leave Jordan Watkins alone. All you UK players and fans are obsessed. And my point was, dude came out of nowhere with a tweet, which is fine. That says, but you can't play the obsessed card when your boy started the whole thing. He's the one that out of nowhere come flying in off the top rope.
Right.
Comes in, and then they get mad when people respond to it. Bro, it's Twitter. This is what happens on Twitter. Your boy makes a comment, he's going to get crushed.
Fired up,
your
Mitch.
Boy.
He's fired up right now.
Wait,
look at these guys. He's got
holla at your boy.
He's got screenshots, Mitch.
Here's what got me mad.
He's got screenshots.
Here's what made me mad.
Here's what made him mad.
So
why are you letting this get to you?
All right, so it all started yesterday when Rummage texted you about the pancakes, or tweeted you about the pancakes.
Wait, are you letting Steve Rummage get into your head?
It's not Rummage. Here's
okay.
what happens. So he tweets you about
not
the pancakes.
This. Okay.
Then Blanket
here we go.
Blanket
here we
Baker
go.
Tags me and says, "Hey Rummage, at Jay."
Right.
You know, at Jay.
Right.
I said he
right.
won't at me because he won't even say my name on his show.
Right. That's the sports.
That's
the professional wrestler in Rummage.
And
that's,
me too.
That's the wrestling name that I'm or the wrestling thing that I'm not going to utter your name.
Right. And me, it's the same rebuttal for me.
As a sign of superiority.
You won't
right.
even say my name. He won't at me. He's too scared. That thing. Then I get at JRG1015, UofL Cubs and Cards fan, tweets a picture of my family and says, look at these ugly animals. Then I lost it. Then I lost it. And your boy, at JRG1015, immediately blocks me and takes down the tweet like a coward that he is. So then I was like, y'all want to do this? Let's go.
What time was this last night?
8:47 p.m.
Was it that late?
Yeah. That's what it says on my timestamp.
I can't stop looking at you and laughing.
Yes. So... yeah, so that and then I was like, "Y'all want to do it? Let's do it. Let's go. Let's." And then it went on from there. Most of it doesn't have to do with me. It's mostly Lynn Bowden. You know, I got this dude. So Lynn Bowden responds to Jordan Watkins. I wonder what it's like to go to college to play wide receiver and block the whole time. Laughing face emoji. Laughing face emoji. Couldn't be me. LOL. But as you pointed out, Watkins committed to Kentucky. Lynn Bowden responds, "You go and see how it is to lose too." And then you've got this other Twitter guy named Boxcar Michael. You're in the NFL and arguing with a high school senior. Hell's down. And, you know.
you got to settle down, man.
There's another good one where this guy named Terry calls Lynn Bowden a classless bleeping clown who will be out of the NFL in 3 years. Lynn Bowden says, and you are such a nice person. Thank you. Yep. Then Terry responds, I would really like to see you sucker punch some dude in the league now. But you won't, though. And then Lynn Bowden says, I love my money, so I will not.
You know what's actually funny about that? 3 years for NFL running back is actually a pretty good career.
That it really is a pretty good career, considering
well,
that,
no,
yes.
You guys are missing the irony that the conversation about Kentucky wide receivers, the guy leading it is a Kentucky wide receiver who got transferred to a running back.
Yes,
but
true.
Like, no one's seen the fun there, right?
Right.
There's a lot of funny there that Lynn Bowden is the one in the conversations about how dangerous the Kentucky wide receivers are, that to be dangerous and to actually get the ball, he had to play running back and special teams.
Yes.
Like, that is funny, right?
It is funny.
It's proving the point, isn't
funny.
It? Yeah, but you got to settle down when Cubs man goes after you.
No, he can go after me. He can call me fat boy and incredible bulk and all that stuff. I don't care. You bring my family into anything,
oh,
and it's
here
on.
We go.
No, it's I will not. I won't stand for it. It's not. You can call me dumb and moronic, and I hate.
Was
your
wife? Was your wife home last night, or was it just
no,
you?
No, she was home.
Oh, she was home. So she was watching you do this. So your night when she's not working nights as a nurse, okay,
yeah.
On the front lines, was you pumping Coors Lights or the 12-pack of Yingling,
yeah.
And arguing about Jordan Watkins, a backup wide receiver maybe this season at UofL. That's what you did. So she's
yes.
sitting there in trying to have fun, trying to enjoy her husband, if you will, and you're battling Go Cards, Go Cubs, man.
Yes.
That was your night.
That was my
wow.
night. And, you know, it is what it is.
You're
I
still
got
going
mad.
All these
I'm
years
going.
Later. You, how many tweets did you send from the time you left your house to the time you pulled into my yard?
Oh, let
four?
Me count.
I got you sending at least 3 or 4 tweets.
Let's see here.
You're changing the goalpost, bro.
He did.
Bro, I'm so, going to change your mind on Twitter.
On the way here, probably about three. Yeah. No, one,
you
two.
You think that's safe?
Three. It was at stoplights. I wasn't driving. I was at a stoplight. I wasn't. No, there was no driving.
Texas says, I love a pure soul like Scotty D, someone that would never understand why someone would do coke or drink. Can we hear that Scotty D sound again that we played this morning, Mitch? Just whenever you have it.
But by the same token, go back to the last dance. George rookie year, that hotel room with the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
Can you just start it at the middle where it gets really good and we get the from Diener? That's the best part of the sound.
With the cocaine gang or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
The cocaine, the weed, the drinking.
Yeah.
Scotty D, in trying to make that sound bad, made it sound awesome.
It did. It was awesome. The cocaine and the weed and the drinking.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So that's where we start today. You know what I did? You know what I have figured out with these two teams? And I mean Kentucky and Louisville.
What's that?
And like, a number of things last night. So to set up the story, and I don't know if you want to read the initial tweet.
Yes.
So Jordan Watkins, who is a commit, he was a commit for Kentucky, flipped. He's a local Louisville kid. He's a three-star. Kentucky, you know, whatever. I'm not analyzing his game. I don't know. So he flips and goes to U of L. And obviously in the state, especially with higher-ranked kids, Kentucky and has for the last couple years because of Bobby Petrino and because Kentucky has done well and they have pounced, they have taken over some of the kids, a lot of the kids in Louisville, I should say,
sure,
and the state, and they get a four-star wide receiver who's right there in Lexington, and that should be, hey, I think
that should
his
happen.
Buddy, he's an offensive lineman who's a four-star, one of the better offensive guards. Is it Jaeger? Is it Jaeger? Jagger?
I think it's Jaeger.
Okay. Is
yeah.
it like the
it's
like
the
journey,
silent
like
J?
Jaeger?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And so if they get him, they continue the uptick. And so he tweets out last night just to ruffle feathers, okay, because Kentucky has picked up a big commitment at the position, by the way, the Jordan Watkins, obviously. And I don't know why he did this, but he got things going last night. Again, this is a guy who hasn't played, but now Jordan Watkins is our guy, right?
Oh, yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
He's our guy because he's getting things stirred here.
He gets the rivalry.
Yeah, so go ahead and read the tweet that came out last night. What time was it, 7, 8 o'clock?
6:53
last night.
Okay. I wonder what it's like to go to college to play wide receiver and block the whole time. Laughing face emoji. Couldn't be me, LOL. Don't get me wrong. It's a very important part of playing wide receiver. But to block the majority of the plays called, and then he's got the little guy shrugging his shoulders emoji. And then the best thing is the first person to comment on his tweets were tagging us in the tweets.
Nice. So people may have seen that.
Yes.
But then also you got your guy, Wandell Robinson.
Yes.
Who did the... You know, who made fun of Kentucky, again, all indirectly, but might as well have been directly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it last night. And here's what it made me think, okay? Because it's obviously true. Again, if you go to Kentucky, offensive line, many spots on the defense, offensive line, running back, right? All these places you could sell me on going to Kentucky and playing football.
Right.
But quarterback and wide receiver and quite frankly tight end. I mean, CJ Conrad, put him in a different offense and see what kind of numbers he had. Those three positions, okay, I might cool it, okay? Punter, yes. Special teams. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Get it.
I'm giving Kentucky maximum credit. By the way, it would be the same with U of L. Right now, defensively, I'm going to have to see it. Like, offensively,
right,
you can roll with Satterfield. You could have rolled with Bobby Petrino.
Receivers,
okay?
Quarterback, running back.
Not
offensive line.
Well, not right now.
We'll see what Ledford does. Yes.
Well, they just did have Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, he was the one.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the one guy.
That's a big one.
He's a big one, but the rest of the offensive line got destroyed.
It's like when Josh Allen.
But no, they had better defensive players around
him, too. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Here is what is interesting. And 437-9680 is this. We have around here for teams that are about 8-win teams, the cockiest, chestiest group. Is every 8-win-ish team like this? And I don't mean that to be mean, but neither one of these teams is competing at a uber high level right now, and that doesn't mean that it cannot happen. We have seen Louisville be knocking on the doorstep, okay? Obviously, with Kentucky, we haven't. So, no, when they say we're going to win the SEC East, you chuckle a lot more.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if you do because Louisville's not beating Clemson.
No,
okay?
That's not happening.
But anyway, we have, and that's the first thing I thought, and I love it because this is going to be great. If both teams can at least be worth something. But right now I just got thinking, you know, these aren't 10-win perennial teams, and
right,
they're talking like they are, and I enjoy it. That's number one. And number two, the football rivalry, if you will, is becoming more interesting than the basketball one because the Louisville football would not mind popping off on the internet – on the football side. Louisville Twitter on the football side does not mind popping off because they don't give Stoops respect. It's still Kentucky football, and they like Satterfield. Mm-hmm. Okay. Louisville fans can't do that on the basketball side.
Hell no.
Well, no, but that's just one thing that, like, the football guys don't mind saying, hey, we're going to pop off. We're taking the Governor's Cup back.
Yeah.
You don't get any of this on the basketball side. You're not going to get any of it. It's always one way. It's always Kentucky,
L's
18
down.
Years old, yeah, throwing the L's down
at the McDonald's
All-American game.
Yep.
Or it's like the L's down has been passed down. If Kentucky wins this year, it's going to be the images of last year and Nick Richards and everybody else
quickly
doing it. And he's going to pass that tradition on to McCore Maker or Olivier Saar. And we'll get into the Kentucky roster thing. But how badly the Louisville fans want to be able to do what everyone got to do last night, and that's battle about the two football teams with the basketball team. So I don't know. It's a stupid local yokel radio thing. But hell, we're 8-9 weeks in quarantine, and what else? And I haven't shaved. Shaved in nine weeks. I'm looking rough.
You're looking good.
Mitch, how are you looking, by the way?
Oh, I would
get patchy still?
I would get arrested if I was out on the streets. That's how bad my beard looks.
Oh, Mitch.
I'm trying so hard to stick with it, but it is like today was I'm almost shaved. I'm gonna try to see.
Oh, come on, don't give in. What I thought about it too, but come on, what else? We're men.
I know.
We don't need to clean our bodies up.
It just looks so bad. It's just so bad.
You look like Murray, Kentucky, is what you're trying
to tell us. Not even that. It's just like, I just can't grow facial hair. I just can't.
Do you have a Murray Minute ready for us today?
Yeah, it was the same one I was going to do yesterday, so we'll just carry over to that.
Okay.
Well, there we go. We do have sound today. Bomani Jones had what I believe is a right, but not the question that anyone cares about take. I do want to get to that. Do we have, and I totally forgot to follow up with you, Mitch, do we have Grossman's Indiana University farewell by any chance?
Yeah, I can play off the computer.
Okay, okay.
I didn't dub it, but...
Oh, that's fine. We have a Murray Minute, 40 Wetzel and Thamel, the Yahoo Sports podcast. They talked a little bit about Zion Williamson and Coach K. We can get to that. Mitch Barnhart was on the Paul Feinbaum show. David Johnson had his conversation today. Mitch, I saw you guys cutting stuff. What do we have David Johnson?
Him saying that they think they're able to make a run NCAA tournament.
Can you play that for Strebel right now? Can we get Strebel's reaction to that? I want Strebel's reaction to David Johnson was asked the question, how, you know, if they would have made the NCAA tournament, were they ready to go far and make a deep run in the tournament? Go ahead, Mitch.
I feel like everyone could say their team would have made it all the way, but I feel like my teammates and I, we were gelling together right at the right time, and we could have made a really big run, and I'm really confident in saying that.
Gelling together at the right time, season-ending loss to Virginia, your best player getting benched by the coach inexplicably, and David Johnson leading the way with 6 points and two assists. Sounds like a team ripe for success, Andy, ripe for success.
They did lose two of their last three.
Yeah. They're gelling, though. They are coming together at the right moment.
I just looked it up. They lost two out of their last
Was it Virginia three. And
Can I get on you for a second,
Absolutely,
Hotshot?
Absolutely, yeah.
I can hear Lachlan McClain, the evil devil. He's in my ear at Spectrum,
yes,
which, by the way, I caught Lach in a massive whopper today.
I can't wait.
I caught him in one, didn't I? Mitch, did you happen to listen to that audio?
I listened to a little bit of it, but yes.
I checkmated his ass.
Yes!
And he knew it. He knew where I was going. I heard him groan in the background. He goes, he made like, we'll get to that maybe at some point today. Kentucky lost at home to Tennessee.
Yes.
And then and then Ashton Hagens had the money phone. And then Cal lost his tongue as it pertains to anything Ashton Hagens related.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they had to beat crappy Florida on a tip-in. Settle down over there.
We still won.
Settle down
still
over there.
Still won the conference.
Kentucky was
still
better.
Still had the conference player of the year.
Settle down with you won the conference.
Would Louisville win?
Settle down with you won the conference.
Did Louisville win their conference?
If Louisville won the ACC in football, you wouldn't give that any respect.
I would.
Why would I sit here and bend the knee to SEC basketball?
If Louisville won the ACC, yes,
18-point lead to Tennessee. 18-point lead to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Calipari running around sweating.
That was
right?
fine. Yeah.
Oh, it was fine. It right, was there fine. It is. There yeah. it is. Boy,
they still won.
You're out of steam, aren't you?
I'm not out of steam.
You need,
Kentucky still
won. You
need
won a beer in the fridge?
Maybe later.
Okay. Well, yeah. You may. You need to get going.
No,
here.
I'm not
you're
out
of
steam.
Steam.
No, Kentucky.
You're arguing. You're blocking people on Twitter.
I haven't blocked a soul. No, no, no. People are blocking me because I'm catching them on their baloney. Almost said the other word. I'm catching them on their baloney, and they're blocking me. I'm not blocking anybody. I haven't blocked a soul. I haven't deleted any tweets.
Texas says, Jeff Goodman said Nike's paying players to go to Kentucky. Checkmate, fat daddy. Texas says, we won three out of the last four. Just, you know, Syracuse, North Carolina, and Virginia. Hashtag money phone gate. To which I will say, you lost to Virginia. You beat Virginia Tech. You lost to Florida State. Those were the three games before the ACC tournament.
And all those
and before then, you lost to Georgia. I mean, really, if we want to be serious, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Louisville was 3-4 in their last seven.
There's your money phone, brother. Take your money phone and put it in your nose. That's something to be real proud of because, you know, you're really beating some whopper teams there. Syracuse, man, they were on fire. North Carolina, worst team in the history of Roy Williams' tenure there. Yeah, that's a good one. Keep them coming. Keep those victories coming in. I want to hear more about all the ranked teams Louisville beat this season.
Mitch,
I don't think it
Mitch,
was maybe
did you,
one.
Mitch, did you learn a lesson? I told you when you said there was only one thing that David Johnson said that was interesting. I said, oh, no, at the very beginning, he said something that's going to provide content. And take your money phone and stick it up your nose. What a poet you are.
Thank you.
Boy, you're a poet. Boy, look at you over
yeah,
there. You're an artist.
I am an artist.
You have a way with words.
It's like
you
watercolors.
You painted a picture there for everybody.
Yes.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. What I think – so anyway, the testy teams, we can get to that. What I think John Calipari should do, we'll talk about that next. It's The Take. It's a Tuesday sound bracket coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We got you until 6 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter, the incredible Bulk is eating himself out of his own house and home.
And James Strebel.
I now weigh 302 pounds, so take that and stick it in your ear.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So I did not know there, Mitch. That's a good rejoin for you that Strebel and the stick it in your ear is something that he says. He must have grown up with that. His father, his mother, somebody, his people, somebody in his family said that.
Or he stole it from Log.
I didn't even think about that. You hear this ring in my ear?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Which is odd. We need lock sound as soon as possible at some point today here on the show. It is The Take. We got you until 6 o'clock. It's ESPN 680-1057. I also should remind you, Governor Andy Beshear at 5 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. He will be live and in full. We'll have that press conference every single day. I believe Governor Holcomb in Indiana is going to Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm not exactly sure. I need to Google that, and we usually have those as well. And then also tonight, again, on 93.9 The Ville, we will have Last Call with Drew Diener and Jason Nemus. Big Easy is listening.
He
texted me. I don't know if he heard that first segment of arguments, you being a gas bag. And you've really got the sports radio bug.
I really do. I
would say just watch out with the whole Goodman thing in case we ever want to have him on.
I didn't say anything.
But there's only a few. Well, you clapped back a little bit. And you were right.
But I didn't get personal with him.
And you were right. But it was scary how much you and Locke were talking with Nick Coffey this morning was very interesting as well.
Well, yeah. I wasn't really talking to Nick
Well,
Coffey.
I mean,
I was,
you know, pumping out his content,
yes.
if you will. Right.
Pumping it out, yes.
Yes, pumping out his content. That's what you guys were doing.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, Locke was doing the Spectrum thing.
Oh,
and
man.
He was on fire. So, Mitch, what do we have today?
We have Locke swiping soccer. We have Locke saying that Strebel's being that guy. And Locke and... saying that he is not the whitest person here at ESPN Louisville.
Play that.
Yes. Let's
start with clip three and then work our way to clip one. Let's start there before we get into UK basketball roster construct talk.
Excuse me. And they don't. But if there was a question of who is the whitest person at ESPN 680-1057, I am not even on the same page after the debacle that Drew Diener just gave you 10 minutes ago.
Drew Diener makes Lachlan McLean look like Malcolm X.
Oh. Oh.
That's just him stealing jokes. That's all that's
it
doing.
Is. But I've never thought I'd heard those two names in the same sentence.
Keep going, Mitch.
The people who don't like the DH are like the people who like soccer. And they're like, it's the mental. You don't have to have scoring to enjoy the game. It's the what-if moments. It's the decision-making. It's the hypothetical idea that something could happen that is just as enjoyable. Certainly, that's all soccer fans are predicated on, right? Because they never get any goals. It's all about, oh, it's almost, it's that one time that dude almost scored a goal. That's what soccer is. I feel like that's what pitchers batting in the major leagues. That one time that pitcher almost didn't strike out. Wasn't that exciting?
You agree with him.
That's his best take maybe ever.
He was off his game today, though. I think he only had like one or two swipes at Kentucky the entire time.
Well, that's a disappointment. Yeah. I do like the soccer swiping, though. I think that's probably the main thing I agree Locke with on. It's a really
and we got
sentence.
James Strebel being that guy for Big Blue Nation.
He likes it, though.
Of course he does.
He likes it.
He gives him content.
Yes, he texted us yesterday and said it's he enjoys me being that guy very much.
Diener has texted me after hearing that he's going to crush Locke's dad jeans.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can. Here's the thing. I don't know where you find shame with Locke. He doesn't wear shame. Does that make sense? Like, you can't shame that he has dad jeans. You can't shame, like, when Buzz Baker said he painted his hair black for Spectrum Television. You can't shame him. I know this. I did a show with him for years.
He doesn't care.
The only time is when you think you kind of caught him in a lie or an inconsistency. When he misses a stat, that gets him.
Yeah.
But it's got to be highbrow. It can't be, even though we want sound of Diener crushing his dad jeans. I want nothing more. I'm just saying that's not going to bother him.
You're right.
To bother him
when you come at Locke's intellect, like his reasoning, his intelligence, his intellect, that's what gets him going. That's what bothers him. If he comes in with a way too big Nike polo shirt and you laugh at him for getting it at Kohl's, he's just gonna go, oh yeah, that's where I shop, I'm cheap. He'll admit he's like kind of like me in that regard. But you gotta come at his intellect.
All right, so anyway, we've talked a lot, have we, about the UK UofL Twitter battle. We enjoyed it. We have two chesty local football teams. I'm not sure they're much more than 8-4, but chestiness nonetheless. And you can save that for the mixtape. Strebel has been, in the midst of war on Twitter. He has stopped for the time being.
Yes.
I see. You stopped for the time being.
I have stopped.
Okay.
Yes.
Boy, there's a text line that's coming down. There's several on here that I cannot read that I want to read, but
yes.
I will not read.
Okay.
Here is my theory quickly. We did a little bit of UK basketball roster construct talk, and I want to talk about this as we go. So Corey Evans of Rivals, who we had on last week, he does this mailbag, once a week, and I thought I had it pulled up here in Rivals, but he said that he's not taking the bait for McCore Maker to end up in college, okay? And he also hinted you are going to have to make sure that he's eligible and ready to go. That's not going to be in Kentucky, obviously has the personnel because they boast about it, but that is, it's not, it's going to take something. It might be a small fight. It might be an easy one. The NCAA has already said the waiver process from, you know, overseas or high school to college, that they're going to be easing that process, which is good potentially if you want to get Maker. And so we had that conversation yesterday, and you have been consistent, okay? And who knows who's going to be right, because I'm disagreeing with you.
Okay.
I think for the first time yesterday, I was wishy-washy on it. But Corey Evans said today, he's at 80% that Maker's not going to end up. 80% that he's not going to end up in college. There's too much there, but he doesn't know, but 80%. So if you take that 80% and then you have UCLA and there might be some other teams, it's not like it's a slam dunk for Kentucky.
No.
Like Olivier Sarr was done. That's not going to be the case for Maker, okay?
Okay.
Who knows how overrated he is as well. I have no idea, okay? So eligibility, you have to get him if he becomes eligible, okay? He has to be a good – all the things that go into it. And you have been consistent that you go get him. Well, here's what I don't know for a fact. And you notice that Kentucky's in the middle of this now because it's quiet. Whoever was the one who was talking about the Matt Harm stuff is not getting the information anymore from the top in some sort of way, because Olivier Sarr happened, and it happened pretty damn fast, and right now no one knows what exactly is going on. And so we've been talking about the kid from Evansville, DeAndre Williams.
Yes.
Okay, if you're a Kentucky fan and you think you can win because of what happened with Evansville, with Walter McCarty, and then they had an interim, then they hired somebody else. So he is going to argue, I was under three coaches, okay?
Yes, in one season.
I'm a freshman year, okay? I'm wanted by a big step above, okay? These are all the common sense things that you would hope the NCAA would look into that rarely they do not do.
Right.
But if you were building the case, like Kentucky fans have built the case for Olivier Sarr, like they're going to build the case if they get DeAndre Williams, if Cal is confident that he can get him eligible, then DeAndre Williams is the way to go and not Maker. Because there's just a lot there. Mm. There's a lot there to deal with, and you get this guy. If you got him eligible, he might be as ready as it's going to be to get Maker ready, and you're going to have upside with him. To me, this is the way to go. I am normally almost always with you.
Yes.
But this whole reclassification, don't know about eligibility. No one knows what he's going to do. There's no drop-dead dates. No one has any date on anything.
Nothing.
If DeAndre Williams wants to commit now, but he's waiting on what you're going to do with Maker, and you lose both of these kids, I don't. That's also a gamble that I'm not sure you want to take, especially since Olivier Sarr is a guy that is very much 50-50. So I got thinking about that more, even though he is the Evansville guy, even though that will open Kentucky, and rightfully so, up to some jokes. They deserve to be laughed at. If you're asking me, I get upside with one guy. He's probably more college ready. And this other guy, there's all sorts of issues, okay? We don't know what's going to happen there. I think I would land on DeAndre Williams, and that's coming from Corey Evans saying, I'm not buying it. He's not going to be playing college basketball next season.
Yeah, right. I believe that McCurr Maker has until August 1st to actually sign a letter of intent, so he can drag this all the way out to August if he wants to.
And maybe that's why, because, I mean, the steam building over this weekend was DeAndre Williams making a commitment either yesterday or Sunday. Like, that was this. And again, you talked about this just previously. Whenever there's noise, it's never really a good thing. And he's gone radio silent. I mean, he hasn't – he basically, the story is right now he's not ready to commit to anybody, and he's gone silent on everything. That's gone really quiet, which makes me – think that Cal's really putting a value in trying to figure out the issues and the circumstances with McCurr Maker. If it wasn't for Maker, I think DeAndre Williams would be on Kentucky right now. I think that's the one holdup. I think he wants to see where Calipari's going with this. And look, I'm going to go with the talent. I understand everything you're saying right now.
But what my thing isn't who you want. I'm good with that. But DeAndre Williams is a safer bet. He is a safer bet. If Kentucky feels like they can get him eligible, he is a safer bet, and you can have him in the fold tomorrow, and you can be getting working on the process. I'm not comparing who's the better basketball player. I'm with you. Give me the five-star guy over the project. Do not get me wrong on that. I'm talking about the gamble if Calipari loses DeAndre Williams while trying to court a guy that someone like Corey Evans says 80% not going to be playing college basketball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and to me, the gamble's worth it more for Maker
than
Sebastian
Telfair. It's like Sebastian Telfair.
Well, his cousin Thon Maker did the exact same thing. He just courted college offers and then decided to go pro at the last second.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I think Maker's going to come to Kentucky or even go to college, but for me, the gamble's more worth it with him, because with DeAndre Williams,
boy, I don't know that it is. I don't know that it is, man.
If you win with Maker, you have a potential NBA lottery pick on your roster. You have a potential NBA lottery pick on your roster to go with Olivia.
The problem is, I'm just not buying in that he's that good. I need to see him play in some sort of, in some sort of way for me just to buy in that he's that big of a difference.
But that's with both.
What if you lose them both? Yeah, but that's my point. And DeAndre Williams isn't that. It's a known commodity at a much smaller level, but it is the safe way. It's like an investment. If you do an investment that it's a retirement investment that's going to mature in 40 years or whatever, or you're going to gamble high risk, high reward on the other end.
Well, my thing with DeAndre Williams is we already have three DeAndre Williams on the team right now. So what's losing him? Is that really going to hurt that bad? See, to me, getting Maker
another option,
would be a higher reward than the risk of losing DeAndre Williams.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Who would you rather have for one? Who would you rather have for one season? Well, no, you can't do it because again, Maker is seen as the 1 year, as the 8 month rental, whereas DeAndre Williams would mature with the program a little bit. I think Calipari, if he loses out on DeAndre Williams because of Maker, I believe that is a mistake. Let me just put it that way. I believe it's a mistake.
I don't think it is, because I think if you get DeAndre Williams, it's a nice bonus. He's going to be the, eighth, ninth guy on the bench, in my opinion. I think he's eighth or ninth guy on the bench.
I don't know. I mean, the backup from Creighton became the starter.
Yeah, but that's better than Evansville.
Keon Brooks averaged 4 or 5 points a game last year. Lance Ware was a four-star. I mean, Isaiah Jackson doesn't have the pedigree of even like Nick Richards. Doesn't the pedigree, I mean, you were worried about that. And Olivier Sarr is 50-50. To me, you're saying no to options. And DeAndre Williams is the safest option. And right now, Kentucky needs safe option, not high upside. They already have the big-time stars. You already have B.J. Boston. You already have Terrence Clark, right? And Olivier Sarr.
But then what's the knock been against Kentucky? They don't get higher-end players anymore. This could be for Cal.
Yeah, but you're worried about ego then. You're worried about the ego that goes along with him getting one of the top kids in the country.
Not only ego, optics. What's the knock on Cal right now? He can't get elite big men. He can't get freshman elite big men.
So you think this would change? This would change his recruiting if he gets McCure Maker.
It would be a big bonus, yes. Okay. It would up the pedigree.
I'll give you that. I just don't know for the team for the next couple years what it is. I think you get the solid of this year, not the upside, and then you get future years. Right? Kentucky loses all these players, dude, in this turnover.
But isn't that what Jacob Toppin is?
I forgot about him.
I mean, isn't that what he's 6'7", 6'8"?
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, he's like 6'7", 6'8".
Did you forget about Jacob Toppin? I did.
No.
Well, I mean, this is what Cal's doing. DeAndre Williams, Jacob Toppin, let's go. Twin Towers.
That's what I'm saying.
How about that?
Let's.
Rummage is going to get you for that one. Oh, boy.
DeAndre Williams. That's the point. The point I'm trying to make is everyone, they'll get you for this and that. It's they get McCore Maker and shut everybody up.
My whole thing is it's just the gamble. I would rather have, if you miss out on DeAndre Williams for McCore Maker, who it's all the things that have to go into him committing to you that I don't like. The eligibility. It's not just I don't know how good he is. I'm not wowed by the five-star. I am wowed by the five-star. In this case, I'm not as much if I know the other option.
Okay.
Now, if you wanted to argue D'Angelo, and D'Angelo Williams. If you wanted to argue
Cadillac.
Him. Okay, Cadillac. If you wanted to argue him, you would argue him being eligible. So you would say, okay, you're going to stash him away, to which I would say, then go after both of them. Then what's the scholarship situation to go after both of them? But it doesn't sound like that's the case. Because if Williams is not – if he was going to make that decision, and right when he was going to make that decision, okay,
yes.
The news came out, and there seemed to be people biting on the whole Maker is going to attend college. And I don't know how true it is because the guy that started it was John Rothstein. So,
yes.
I mean, do I trust him? No. I mean, he's getting it from some coach.
Well,
I mean, he's getting it from somebody. He's getting it from an assistant. So it does feel like, to me, us talking about it on the show, they coincided with each other.
They
and
did.
So if that's what happened, if Williams is like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do now, and you lose him, and Maker is not seen as a lot is going to have to happen for him to show up. I don't believe that Williams viewed himself as I'm going to sit out a year. Otherwise, him and Maker don't ever cross paths.
No.
Other than I would have to look up the scholarships. I believe there's got to be two or three available.
I was trying to
and I'm counting Olivier Saar. I believe it's two.
I think there's two. I do think so. If you have. I'll do it off air.
Here's the thing. You don't know the whole roster.
I do. Yeah.
I guarantee you don't.
I do too. The entire Kentucky roster as it is right now.
Mitch, wait.
You know the white guy on the bench?
Yeah, you know the what? Yeah.
No, I'm not counting the walk-ons.
No,
not the walk-ons.
The team. The guy, the players in the picture, if they were to win the national title.
Yes.
Do you know everyone who is sitting on that bench? There's no way you do.
There may be, maybe not one or two of them, but I'm talking about, like, scholarship guys. Because we're talking scholarships available, right? Because we're talking about scholarships.
You don't know. You can't name all 12 right now.
I don't think
that's a lot of pressure.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Mintz.
Yep.
Askew, Boston, Clark, Cameron Fletcher, Dante Allen, Keon Brooks.
Cameron Fletcher was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Dante Allen.
I would have forgot.
Dante,
no, I would have forgot Cameron Fletcher.
Yeah, Dante 100%. Allen, Keon Brooks, Jacob Toppin. Even though he still will take up a scholarship because he will be there. Isaiah Jackson.
Okay.
Olivier Saar.
All right, you're at 10.
That 10. I think that's all. Zan Payne is not a scholarship player. I believe he is a walk-on. Ben Roberts, the baseball guy. And then there's like one.
Wait, doesn't Ben Roberts write for the Herald Leader?
No, Jordan. Ben Jordan. Not Ben Roberts. Ben Jordan.
Is he just saying a name?
So I named the 10 scholarship players plus Zan Payne plus Jordan. So I just named 12 players.
Texas says, well done. Texas says, Round Daddy, what happened to boasting of how great UK practices were and how players came to Kentucky and knew just practicing against the best that they would prosper?
That's what I'm arguing. You're coming at the wrong guy on that. That's what I'm trying to say to do. Get Maker.
No, I'm arguing for the Evans. I'm arguing for the Evansville guy. Who's right here, Mitch? Am I right or is he right? I think I'm right on this one.
I'm with you, Andy. I was thinking about this earlier today.
You're right. I was researching
McCurr-Maker, and literally the exact same thing happened to his cousin, Thon Maker. Like, the exact same thing. You're getting conned twice.
I want to know about your research into McCurr-Maker. Were you researching the Maker family the way that Bobby V researches COVID-19?
Yes. People don't like the Maker's guardian, by the way. Ed Smith thought about having him on.
Well, let's have him on. Wait, if people don't like him, that's a great pivot for us to like him.
Oh, sure.
Why do they not like him? Is he shady?
Yeah, he's a little shady.
He's a middleman, right?
All these
guardians.
Cooper's going to become a guardian. Like, hey, Coop, what are you up to? Oh, I'm such and such as guardian. He's playing at Aspire. I'm like, okay.
Here we go. He's going to cozy up to one of these foreign players.
By the way, we need to reach out to Coop. I did see an Instagram of his patchy beard that he has, and it's bad.
Oh, man, he looks
rough. It is bad. I didn't know we had an office full of men who can't grow facial hair. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Like, Diener doesn't like that look.
No.
Right?
Locke doesn't. Locke doesn't,
although I think Locke looks good. I think he looks great with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Remember that picture of him on vacation?
On the beach?
Where
oh, he looked like sexy Brett
Favre. When he was the DILF?
Absolutely.
That was a great look for Locke.
It was a great time for him.
It was. He had the interns coming in at him.
He had a college girl call him a DILF. On her sorority text chain.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, and he was glowing that day.
He was glowing, absolutely.
You could actually see the light coming. Probably the only time in your life you've actually seen Locke happy. Like, genuinely happy.
That and Virginia winning the title.
Those are the only two
times. Yes.
Hey, Blake, I'm 18 now, .. You flick it to the back, let's bone. Hey, Blake, let's bone.
I remember that girl that tweeted him.
By the way, the Jaeger kid who's the offensive lineman, I was a fan of the
DeKel Crowdis.
Yes, yeah. I was looking just at his Twitter, and his last retweet was retweeting a Vaught's Views, a Larry Vaught article. I was like, this kid's picking Kentucky.
Yes, he is.
Like he's picking Kentucky. If a guy retweets Larry Vaught, he's not going to Ohio State. He's going to Kentucky.
Yes, there's no bigger BB and Hulk thing to do than retweet Larry Vaught.
Oh, settle down.
I love Larry Vaught.
I think there's way more.
I don't know.
I think the sucking up to Matt Jones is number one. Oh, stop it.
Maybe.
By the way, I have screenshots somewhere on my phone, you and Locke talking to Matt Jones on Twitter and him not responding to you but responding to other people. I need to go find those.
It's a couple weeks ago,
and I just saved them and I forgot all about them. And I need to go find them because it was magical. It really was.
It doesn't hurt my feelings. That's fine. There's a lot of people who don't respond to me on Twitter. I don't take offense to it. It's fine.
We will read some texts. The texts are coming in. As you can imagine, they are snarky. 437-9680. We'll get to that. Churchill Downs, they have released some information about their races this weekend. Yep. Mitch, have you seen it? We need to start a new segment. You're handicapping. We need to put you up against Diener and you up against Mark Blankenbaker.
Yes.
And let's bury them. Let's bury let's get John Boll involved and let's bury him as well. let's bury all of the hot shots around the office. This show is we're going to gamble all weekend on the Twin Spires app. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead.
Oh, that's going to be awful. I'm just telling you right now. I lost another large amount of money this week in betting horses that I had no idea what was going on. Gulfstream Park, where is that?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know where Gulfstream Park is? Yes or no? Because I don't either.
No,
so we'll get into that. I want to get into something that Disney is doing. Mitch might be getting into it with Diener. We can get to that at some point. And there might be a spinoff television show I want to know if you guys are interested in. So we have the Murray Minute. We'll be all over the place the next 2 hours here on The Take on this Tuesday on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.